QR codes. What are they? How to use them? And more importantly, how to profit from them.
Today's podcast is brought to you by MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com. Mark Adams is a serial entrepreneur who has started, built, and sold 6 businesses. Currently, he and his team help companies all over the world dramatically increase their sales by using his proven marketing systems to create, implement, and automate their marketing plans. If you'd like to learn more about today's topic or schedule a free 30-minute consultation to talk about your company's marketing, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button. Enjoy today's podcast. Here's our founder and CEO, Mark Adams.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this session of the Marketing Brief, where we help you improve your marketing in just a minute or two. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. Today, I want to help you better understand how to use QR codes or quick response codes. You've probably already seen people using these codes. These QR codes, as they're known, or quick response codes, are starting to pop up everywhere. They originally came about in Japan in 1994 to help scanners read parts on an assembly line in a Toyota factory. But today, when I talk to people about these codes, many people know they can create them, but they're unsure how to use them and, more importantly, how to profit from them. So in this overview, I put together just a few examples of some ways to apply them. To be able to read or scan these codes, you simply download an app for your phone and then scan the code using the app. It basically takes a picture of the code. These codes will then take you to a web page that might include a video, a discount offer, or other unique information, anything that might be beneficial to your customers. They can also be used to dial a phone number or even send an email. The possibilities are almost endless. If you're creating the code for others to use, here are a few ideas just to get you started. On your business cards, do a video that introduces you and your services. On store signage or a flyer to provide a discounted offer. To announce a special event. On your printed receipts to reach a customer service page or warranty information. For the items you sell, print the code itself on the item to provide your contact information. What if you could take them directly to a reorder page for that particular product? How about a training video on how to use the product they just bought? Maybe an owner's manual. You could put them on a window signage to provide a welcome or description video of your business before they ever go into your store, even if they arrive before or after hours. What about to show directions to your business? What if you owned a restaurant and you were able to show a picture of every item on the menu before they ordered? Maybe table signage to suggest a special of the day. How about on a promotional item to send them to a special phone number that plays a recorded message? How about to have people sign up for an email list? Once they're on the list, email your customer and show a special customer-only discount or promotion. A real estate agent could put the codes on exterior signage to show a video tour of each room in the house, maybe. How about placing codes throughout your business and one code gives them information on how to get to the second code and so on, creating almost a scavenger hunt while introducing your customer to parts of your business or places in your store they never would have gone. I hope your mind is thinking right now of the possibilities because the list is pretty much endless. Well, that wraps up today's Marketing Brief. See you next time. Thanks for listening and best wishes on your marketing.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation to discuss how to better market your business, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button.